Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump continues to push the idea of a coronavirus vaccine being readily available sooner rather than later. Speaking at the White House today, Trump saying he thinks a coronavirus vaccine could be ready as soon as next month and well before year's end.
We remain on track to deliver a vaccine before the end of the year and maybe even before November 1st. We think we can probably have it sometime during the month of October, and Pfizer is among the leaders, as you know, and it's a great company. Johnson & Johnson also doing very well.
Trump's assessment, however, remains at sharp divergence with many of the experts who expect final human trials and formal approval of a vaccine to take much longer. In an apparent message that a coronavirus vaccine should not be rushed to market, the World Health Organization today said it won't approve any vaccine unless it's been proven to be safe and effective. As Americans head out for the Labor Day weekend, the holiday associated with the end of summer, health experts are sounding the alarm, concerned about backyard barbecues, crowded bars and restaurants, and other holiday events they worry could lead to additional spreading of the coronavirus. A rise in infections, deaths, and hospitalizations during certain points of the summer was blamed in part on holiday weekends. With kids heading back to school, in some cases, health officials worry about another surge. Coronavirus has already infected nearly 6.2 million Americans, with more than 187,000 COVID-19 deaths. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. job market is healing faster than many people expected, though a full recovery from the pandemic may still be a while. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Powell spoke as the Labor Department reported that employers added 1.4 million jobs last month.
Unemployment fell to 8.4% in August. It's the first time the jobless rate's been in single digits since March. Job growth was slower in August than the month before, and the U.S. has still recovered only about half the jobs that were lost this spring. Still, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is encouraged by the ongoing recovery.
We do think it will get harder from here because of those areas of the economy that are so directly affected by the pandemic still. Flying in airplanes and things like that.
Powell says until there's a vaccine, Americans can help promote the economic comeback by social distancing and wearing masks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is slated to make her first campaign appearance in the battleground state of Wisconsin on Labor Day, while incumbent Vice President Mike Pence will also be in the state. Harris is scheduled to appear in Milwaukee while Pence heads to western Wisconsin. Both President Donald Trump and presidential candidate Joe Biden were in the state this week. Wisconsin is one of a number of so-called swing states Trump won by less than a percentage point in 2016. Stocks tumbled today. The Dow was down 159 points. The Nasdaq fell 144 points. This is NPR. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says China appears to be taking the largest role among countries seeking to interfere in the U.S. election. Though he also warned Russia, Iran, and others who might be taking similar actions that anyone that attempts to interfere with the American elections will face extraordinary consequences. O'Brien pointed to what he called massive efforts by China in the cyber realm to meddle with the election. It's been a month since a massive explosion tore through Lebanon's capital. As Nada Hamzi reports from Beirut, a Chilean rescue team is searching through the rubble for a glimmer of hope.
Since signs of life were detected underneath the wreckage of a building Thursday afternoon, a Chilean rescue team has ceaselessly continued to look for a survivor or a body. The head of the rescue team could not confirm nor deny whether there is life inside the building, but vowed work would not cease until they reached a result. Rescuers have worked for two straight days to clear debris and get inside what remains of the old stone building. Rescue workers had yesterday detected slow breathing, 18 breaths per minute, under 3 meters of rubble. But the chances of finding a survivor in the wreckage grow increasingly slim with every passing hour. Lebanese say their hopes are high, but their expectations are low. For NPR News, I'm Nada Hamzi in Beirut.
Two Americans accused of helping to smuggle former Nissan Motors chairman Carlos Ghosn out of Japan, there where he was awaiting trial on financial misconduct charges, can be extradited. U.S. federal judge ruling today the extradition of Michael Taylor and his son Peter can be allowed to occur. Ghosn was spirited out of the country in a box and taken up by private jet. This is NPR.